65 degrees in Nashville. We have just a slight chance of rain today. Expect that high to be in the mid-70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A new court ruling is a big setback for the effort to stop the Tennessee National Guard from operating in Memphis. Governor Bill Lee first deployed hundreds of National Guard members there last fall to support the Memphis Safe Task Force created by President Trump. Some state and local Democratic officials have brought a legal challenge, arguing that deployment overstepped Lee's authority. The claim got some traction, but the Tennessee Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that the group behind it lacks standing. In other words, they can't show the matter hurts them in the way the court can address. That means the deployment can continue, at least for now. The appeals court's opinion did not weigh in on the merits of the case. Rather, it was careful to say, quote, "Our conclusion is not that no one has standing. It is instead that these individuals lack standing." Tennessee's Appalachian region has long been misunderstood. It's not just forests. There are savannas, bogs, and meadows, as mapped out in a new report from the Southeastern Grasslands Institute and Austin Peay State University. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says it shows how to protect and even expand these often overlooked ecosystems.
The Cumberland Plateau is part of the Appalachians that runs through Tennessee, along with Kentucky, Georgia, and Alabama. It contains more than 40 ecological regions, and about a third of them are grasslands. Think of open habitats like savannas, prairies, and limestone barrens. These grasslands are widely considered vulnerable to loss, along with the birds, butterflies, and plants that rely on them. The report authors developed a new plan to help save the plateau's rare habitats. Researchers identified key conservation areas in Tennessee, including the Catoosa Wildlife Area near Knoxville and the Prentice Cooper and Fiery Gizzard areas near Chattanooga. The report presents a vision for Appalachian conservation beyond forests and points to a future of abundant habitat diversity. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Well, Nashville SC lost its first match in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals. The team came up short in last night's game against the Tigres at Geodis Park. Nashville SC still has one more chance to advance in the championship. The teams will rematch in Mexico next week, and the cumulative winner will go on to the final. The president of football operations for the Tennessee Titans is resigning. Chad Brinker came to the team in 2023 and led the hiring of general manager Mike Borgonzi. Brinker says he's appreciated his time working on football strategy, but feels a renewed passion for a different aspect of team administration, deciding who's on the roster. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.